One of the questions I wanted to ask you yesterday was whether, when you were a girl, people made whiskey, and did they have homemade whiskey, and what did they call it?
There were stills, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they said still. Of course, the sheriff would capture some, one every once in a while. I doubt if there was anywhere near as much as there is now, according to what I hear. I don't get out much. I don't know just what little I hear on the radio and read in the papers about all I know about what's going on. But I think they can always get twisted. And the criminals, they can always get guns. Now, and people want to have gun control. I don't see how they can see that way.
Is this county dry?
Sir?
Is this county dry? Does this county forbid the sale of alcoholic beverages?
You mean, do they have a...
Do they have...
revenue from it? Oh, yes, they have revenue from it.
Uh-huh.
And the beer, of course, a lot of people, that's just... they don't think anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't want to be an extremist, but I just think anything, well, all right, beer, and they tell me beer will intoxicate you. Well, our son used to drink beer. I don't know whether he's quit or not. I hope he has, and I pray he has. And he would drink beer, but sometimes he drank too much and get drunk.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, all right, I can't tolerate anything like that. It'll get you into trouble. No way, there's no way. I said, I can't compromise with whiskey and beer because it's the trouble that it causes.
Mm-hmm. What did they used to call homemade beer or homemade whiskey?
Moonshine, yeah, that's what they called the illicit whiskey, you know, where it, of course they tried prohibition, that didn't work. No, it was tried in our country, it didn't work that good. They said, or they claimed it didn't, I don't know. But there was more or less drunkenness. Oh yes, about the books. Then after school, the summer school, yeah, we didn't have them but about 2 or 3 weeks. Of course, I had two of them checked out and was reading them. And the schoolhouse burned. Of course, nobody knew, ever knew what caused it. You see, that's... no, well, that's across the road. Oh, nobody ever knew how it must have been fired. Somebody must have fired, but why? Now, there's this question again. And, of course, all the books is lost. Well, that was a tragedy. You know, they get hold of just a few of the books, and then no one can't even go to school, and back to school, get all read all the rest of them. Well, I consider that just almost a tragedy is the way I feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
I was about 12, 13, I reckon then.
We were talking yesterday about different kinds of foods, and I wonder now if you go back and tell me something about the house where you grew up. As a matter of fact, would you like to draw a diagram of the house? Of the house where you grew up?
Oh, well, the house where I was born was the... you mean the kind of house?
Yes.
Here you go.
Would you like to draw a diagram, or should I?
I can't draw.
All right. I'll draw it if you tell me how.
Well, no, the house where I was born.
And especially, I'm interested in where you grew up as a child.
Yeah. Well, they lived there a while. Well, it was typical of a lot of the other houses, too.
Mm-hmm.
It was a big, two big log room. Now, I mean big ones, I don't mean little ones. And then an open hole, they called it a dog trap, in between them, with a rock chimney at each end of the house.
Was the dog trap closed or open?
Open. There was a lot of them. Then later, people closed some of them.